changing your life today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
When you can see blue sky after this year, that is a good thing. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to help you to have a great garden. I don't want you to be discouraged. I know I was at a point where I was pretty well discouraged, but, you know, the sun's coming out. I'm noticing things are looking a lot better. And the main things that you're going to need to do in the days to come is to reapply the fertilizers to your gardens. And even those of you that, you know, fertilized in early June, it may be a good idea to get out there and fertilize the lawn again. If you live in the Northeast from, I'm going to say from Pennsylvania to Maine and as far west as Minnesota, we've had a ton of rain, a lot more than we normally do. And most of your fertilizers are designed for, you know, a certain amount of rainfall. And when you get two and three times that, these fertilizers have been washed out. So, you know, if the grass is nice and green and it's healthy, you may be okay. But if the grass is thin and it's not as deep green as it should, you may want to think about reapplying a lawn fertilizer to give it that nice, lush green color. Once the heat comes and the sun stays out for more than 2 days at a time, you're going to see changes in that grass. So just be aware of it, okay? And also, the beetles are coming out of the ground now. And if you start to see a lot of beetles on your flowering plants, on your shrubs, just be aware that this is their mating season, the month of July and August, and they lay eggs. And the eggs are going to be deposited in your lawn, and you will end up with grubs. So if traditionally you've had a problem, you may want to start keeping a close eye. And then in mid to late August, you want to put down something like Grubex to control future populations and to eliminate skunks and raccoons coming into your yard and digging up the grass. So keep an eye on what's out there. And if you have questions, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, up first we have Phil on the line who has a problem with a tree that he cut down.
Okay, Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden
Club. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we just had a locust tree, about an 85-foot tree, cut down. And what we're experiencing now are little shoots appearing in the garden, in the lawn. In other words, it's sort of residual from this tree We did not have the ground, and I'm wondering, is that part of the problem, or how do we, I mean, we keep digging them up as fast as they appear, but we've also used Roundup where we can safely without any ideas. I've never had this problem before taking a tree down.
Yeah, because you had all the foliage and all the energy was up in this 80-foot tree. All the leaves were there. Now you've cut the tree. The roots are full of energy, and it's trying to come back.
Right.
So it's Mother Nature's way of trying to replace what was there at one point. The best thing for you to do is the stump is still there. If you could get a big, like a wood drill, and drill some holes, you know, half an inch to an inch in diameter, go into the stump about 6-8 inches, you know, as deep as you can, and you can take a product like Roundup or a brush killer, and rather than mix it with water, pour it directly into these holes that you've made. The trunk, the stump that remains, will absorb the weed killer, and it will kill the roots that much faster. But it's Mother Nature's way of trying to replace the foliage, because you have a root system that's capable of providing moisture and nutrition for a tree that was 80 foot tall. And you have to say to yourself, whatever is above the ground, there is a mirror image below the ground. So it's just trying to replace what you took down. And it could take as long as 2 to 3 years before all this suckering stops. But what I do is not necessarily in the center of the trunk, but drill holes going almost horizontal, but at a slight angle through the sides of the stump and some right through the center of the stump. Some of the nurseries will sell a stump killer. But if you've got some Roundup or Cleanup or Kills All, pour it in there pure, and the tree will suck it right down. It will take it down to the roots, and it will kill it. But it's not going to happen overnight because you've got a huge root system. Have some patience, but it will eventually go away. Thank you, Phil. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Carol on the line, who's got a question about squash.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. My husband plants a great vegetable garden every year, and this year he tried the spaghetti squash, which are doing very, very well. But my question is, how do we know exactly when they're ripe? I mean, in the store when you buy them, they're bright yellow, and I'm wondering if they're all the same breed as far as that goes.
The spaghetti squash is a form of winter squash, like butternut and Hubbard and acorn. So that's something that you're not going to pick until the late summer, early fall. So for now, just let them grow, let them get as big as they want. And the signal that the squash is ready, the little stem that connects the squash to the vine right now is probably bright green, very fleshy and soft. When it starts to turn brown, that's a signal that the seeds inside the squash have matured, and the fruit shuts off by turning brown any of the nutrition coming into it because it doesn't need any more. So as long as the stem is green, leave it alone. When it starts to turn brown and it almost gets brittle, then you can snap it off and you can store it. If you take that spaghetti squash and you pick it when it's still green, it will not keep over the winter because it has not matured. So, and again, it's a winter type squash, like butternut and acorn and blue hubbard that you harvest at the end of the season. So now let them grow, let them get bigger and bigger. They'll get more flavor and they'll keep. But if you pick them when the stem is green, they will not last the winter, and it's still maturing. It's still using the plant's energy to give you flavor and to get bigger and stronger. Okay? Thank you. And that is good. I love spaghetti squash. And if you're listening and you've never tried it, when you're at the supermarket and you see it, it looks like it's like a butternut almost until you cut it open. And instead of being solid pulp, the pulp is in strands just like spaghetti. And it is absolutely wonderful with butter, salt, pepper, and a little bit of brown sugar or cinnamon. It's wonderful. Thank you, Angela. Enjoy. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Chuck on the line who's looking for a little help with his lawn.
Chuck, good morning. Tell me what's happening to the grass.
Morning, Paul. Nice to see the sun, isn't it?
Isn't it gorgeous?
section of my lawn, I'm getting some, it looks like circular areas that are a lighter green color. It's a softer grass. I don't recognize what it is, but it seems to be spreading from point to point.
Okay. We're coming up to a break. Why don't you hold on? When we come back, we'll talk about some of the possibilities of what it could be. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Chuck about a problem he's having in his garden. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell us again what's happening.
Well, it seems like this year there's been some spots. I noticed them early in the spring. There's a few spots of lighter green grass that it's quite thick but it seems softer and it doesn't grow quite as tall as the other grass. And now these spots seem to be spreading, and it doesn't spread as a contiguous mass. It's spots, you know, maybe
here and there,
a foot to 8 inches to maybe 18 inches across.
Okay. Now, is this a coarse grass or a very fine blade?
It's a pretty fine blade. It's you know, I would say it's medium. It's not a real fine, and it's certainly not crabgrass. You know, it's not that coarse.
Right. Okay. It could be either something that they call bent grass that they would use on a putting green. Or it could be something called poa annual. Now, poa annual, you would have noticed in the early spring, it looks like it has a seed stalk on top of it, almost like little miniature wheat plants coming in throughout the lawn. Did you notice that?
I did.
Okay, then. Poa annual spreads by that little seed head that it makes. And what happens is when it's in seed, if you mow and you cut it off, you're blowing the seed head with the rest of the grass, and it's actually spreading throughout the lawn. The only way that you're going to be able to get rid of that, and it's something that you want to attack now, would either be to take a trowel, or you can buy like a bulb planter and dig out those little sections of grass and get it out of there. You can buy a long handle bulb planter at a lot of the garden centers. It's got like a 4-foot handle. You just step on it and it will pull the whole plug out. And I would, you know, every day, if you could do as many as you can, you get home from work, get changed, grab a can of beer, and get out there and pull, you know, 20 or 30 of these plugs out. And then just take some soil from your vegetable garden or your flower beds, fill in the holes, and the grass that's around it will grow into those holes that you've made because they're only 2 to 3 inches in diameter. Or you could use a weed killer, but I would prefer if they're small enough that you can use a bulb planter with a long handle so that it's easier. You don't have to take your wrist and turn it and turn it and push. You could just step on it and pull out a plug. That would be the way to go. And then you could sprinkle a little bit of grass seed on it and you'd be all set. But if it's a 2 to 3 inch hole, which is what it sounds like, the grass that's around it will fill it in. Dig them out, fill them with dirt, put an application of general purpose lawn fertilizer on it, and that will stimulate the grass around the hole that you've removed to grow into it a lot faster. But it's Poa annual. Because of that seed head that we had early in the year. And when you mowed it, you blew the seeds, making it even worse. So dig it out, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tom on the line. He's got a problem with a pine tree.
Okay. Tom, what's happening with the pine tree?
Yes, good morning, Paul. Yes, I have a pine tree, typical pine tree, on a line that I pruned and, you know, kept it kind of a nice ornament-type tree. And it's about 12 feet tall. And then the last couple of weeks, it's kind of yellowed on the needles on the end on certain areas. And so I looked inside the tree, and I've noticed some bark splitting. And looks like kind of a wound, you know, in some of the branches. So what I did is I just sprayed some pruning sealant on those areas, and I guess I'm just wondering if that's enough, and will that heal the tree to come back green again?
Yeah, that when you put that pruning sealer, that should have sealed up all of those splits. But what I would do to help it, get if the tree's 12 feet tall, I would buy like a 5-pound bag of Holytone fertilizer. Take a crowbar, make a series of holes underneath the tree, and use the whole 5 pounds, and that will give it some additional strength. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to grow organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I I mean, it really works. No, I mean, it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll work together, and we'll give you a great-looking yard. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Maureen on the line, calling about a viburnum.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Regarding a viburnum or two that I'm having a problem with. I planted about a dozen, I'd say about 4 years ago, on a sunny hill. And yeah. I noticed this winter, spring, one of them did not produce any leaves. And one near it produced leaves, it set fruit, and then all of a sudden everything's drying out, the leaves have all died, and the fruit has all shriveled up. Now I'm concerned about the rest of the viburnum.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you've got a borer. And a borer, traditionally with big plants, it will eat up one stem
and that stem dies, and then it tunnels its way back down, and it will go up another stem, so that you're losing a bit of the plant a little bit at a time. And it's fairly common in plants like lilacs and rhododendrons, but viburnum is in that same category. And because they're not as woody or as strong as a rhododendron or lilac, you get more dramatic changes where you could lose, like you said, the plant wilts, it collapses, and it never responds. But it doesn't happen with a portion of it. It happens with the whole plant. What I want you to do is this. The product that's best is called Tree and Shrub. And you can use Bonide or Bayer, Tree and Shrub. Now, if you've got berries on there and the birds are going to be feeding on it, then I would hope that you would pick the fruit off of it, because this is a systemic product that will accumulate in the berry and then could hurt the birds who feed on them. And by next year, the product will be gone. There's a chance that these borers are spreading in a circular, just like a wave coming up the beach from one plant to the other. So what I would do is treat the plants with Tree and Shrub, follow the recommendations according to the height and width of each of the plants, and then just to be on the safe side, take some pruners with you when you're done applying the product and remove all of the fruit. That way you don't have to worry that it could affect some of the birds that do eat the fruit. Whatever happens next year, the product will be gone, but in the meantime, you've killed any of these borers that are attempting to make your viburnum a new home for them for the future. The product will stay active in the plant for one whole season. So it will be there for the remaining part of the year through the winter, and then next spring when the new growth comes out, the product may be there, but it's going to be too thin to create any problem, because over time it's broken down and the plant has gotten bigger, so the concentrate got to be lower and lower and lower and may not be a problem the following year. But for this year, put it in. It's a granular. So believe it or not, you're going to have to water these plants to change it from a granular product to a liquid. But it works very, very well, and it will kill anything that's boring into that plant. Don't hesitate. Do it as soon as you can. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Thomas on the line, who's got a couple questions about pruning.
Thomas, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a rose of Sharon, very tall, probably about 15 feet tall. I was wondering how short I can prune that. You know, I heard you say once you cut yours down real short one time. I was wondering how short I can cut that as well as thin it out. And also I was wondering about pruning my rhododendron this time of year.
Okay. If you prune the rhododendron now, it's going to affect the overall flower production for next year, because right now your rhododendrons on the ends of it's your rhododendrons are basically done growing larger. Now they're concentrating on making flowers, so that you have to say to yourself, if I prune them back hard now, nothing is going to happen because it's all done making the new growth for this year. So if it's blocking the windows and you want to do some pruning to let more light in and air circulation during the heat, that's great. But a major pruning is normally done when the flowering cycle is ending. So when you see that the flowers are turning muddy, they're beginning to fall from the plant, that's when you would do a dramatic pruning. Or if you do it now, you're going to lose all of your flower buds for next year.
But it won't. It won't. I understand that. I just got kind of behind with the weather, but it won't harm the plant to prune this time of year.
Oh no, no, it will not. It will not harm it at all.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I'm
okay.
The flowers, but it's just way overgrown.
Yeah, I've seen people, and I've taken rhododendrons, cut them in half, and they've come back absolutely beautiful. But if you're going to do a major pruning like that, spring would be the best time. Now, Rosa Sharon, you could take that 15-foot-tall Rosa Sharon and cut it back to like 8 feet or even 10 feet. The problem with doing it now, the Rosa Sharon is getting ready to flower. So if you whack it back in half, you're going to lose all of those flowers on that plant. The best time would be in like April or May before the new growth starts. But again, if it's getting to be too big, it's creating a problem, then you can cut it back now. But you have to realize Rosa Sharon's blooming time is normally mid-July until frost. This year, because of the rain, it's been delayed, and they're not blooming as early as they should. So they may not even start until August. Mine have small buds on them now, and it's going to be another 2 to 3 weeks. Maybe if you live in southern New England where you're in a sheltered area, and you're getting plenty of heat, you could have buds that are getting ready to open any day. But we are running a couple weeks behind due to the cold temperatures and the amount of rain and cloudy weather. But I have taken Rosa Sharon. When I first started working as a gardener on weekends when I was in high school, and he had some Rosa Sharon that were 6-7 feet tall. They looked just like telephone poles. There was no body to them. And in late March, early April, we took these 6-7 foot tall pencils. We cut them in half, and by the end of the year, the width more than doubled. In the following year, we cut them back a little bit more, and they just got thicker and thicker and thicker, and they turned out to be a beautiful hedge of thin width-wise, because you take like hemlock, they're going to get really, really wide. Rosa Sharon matured 6-7 feet instead of 15 feet. So it was a narrow hedge. It grew to be nice and tall once we allowed it to, and it was thick. So again, if you prune it now, no problem. It's not going to affect the plant, except that you're going to lose blossoms. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Diane on the line, who is calling about a honey locust tree.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
What I'm calling about is my thornless honey locust tree. I planted it about 2 or 3 years ago, and the trunk looked dead, but I have branches coming out from the bottom, and, I mean, they come out about 4 or 5 feet. So now I got this huge-looking shrub, and I don't know what to do. I cut the top of the dead trunk. It's probably up about 4 feet, but these branches are coming out about 4 or 5 feet, and it's huge, but I don't know what to do.
Okay, so do you want to make it into a tree?
Yes.
Okay, then what you're going to have to do is to take a pair of hand pruners and go out there and start removing those branches.
Okay.
Okay, and what I would do is I would remove everything but 3 nice, thick, healthy-looking branches.
Okay.
And remove everything else.
Okay.
So instead of the plant trying to create a bush, you're now going to create a tree that will have a stem, and then instead of having like a little pom-pom ball on top of the stem, you're going to have 3 individual shoots that you will train to become branches.
Okay, because it's got quite a few branches. And what about the original trunk? Should I just cut that off?
Whatever's dead, remove.
Okay, Okay, and just leave and three branches?
Yeah, I would do that. And then, okay. And then what you can do is, let's say 2 years from now, mm-hmm. if you've got one that really is taking off and it's becoming the main leader,
yeah.
save that one and remove the other two.
Yeah, okay, I see. And it almost seems like the trunk is taking on two or three trunks at the bottom.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the locust family is a wild type tree, mm-hmm. just like poplar. They run wild. Birches will run wild.
Mm-hmm.
But the locust, it's not uncommon to have a locust that is a clump, just like a birch, mm-hmm. where instead of having one big main trunk, you have three or four stems that will result with a clump rather than just a single stem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
great.
just get anything that's dead off of it.
Yeah.
Remove all of the small ones. And mm-hmm. if you've got four that look really good and
yeah.
they're growing to give you some nice character, make it four. Make it three.
Okay.
But remove everything else so that the roots, instead of feeding 25 little branches, are now putting all that energy into three or four individuals, and you'll get much more growth faster.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. You have a great day, and enjoy that sunshine. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, the Japanese beetles are out, and you just want to be aware of it. One of the best products to control Japanese beetles is something called 8, just like the number 8. The old product that was out there is called 7. Now, if you're going to use 7 for Japanese beetles, do not use it in a vegetable garden, because 7 will hurt bees. So around shrubs, that's okay. If they're eating plants that do not produce flowers, use 7. But 8 is a much better and safer product. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water, made of recycled brown poly, and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-1113.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
What a gorgeous day. I hope where you live it's as pretty of a day as it is here in Maine where I live. Blue sky, sunshine, something we haven't talked about a heck of a lot in the last couple of months. And the grass is green. The flowers are looking beautiful right now. The vegetables are finally starting to grow, so don't get discouraged. Things are going to be made up. Mother Nature will make up for lost time, and you will have beautiful flowers and vegetables in the days to come. Don't get discouraged. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Harry on the line who's calling about a black spot problem.
Okay, Harry, what's happening? What plants have the black spot?
Well, Paul, I've got some tea roses in the ground and I've got some miniatures in the ground. And incidentally, as a critical notice, it shows me now what plants are really black spot resistant and which aren't. Because I got a rose on one side and a green as grass and the one on the next door is defoliated. So the question is, what can I expect out of my defoliated roses? Because I just didn't get to the black spot quick enough and it's done its dirty job.
I tell you what I would do. If you've got roses and they're pretty well defoliated like you're saying, I would go out there with some pruners, and I would prune them back by about a third. I would fertilize them, and I think that if you can prune them back and remove all of the tips of the branches. See, all of your tips have a hormone that make that plant, that the end of that branch, the leader. And if you remove the leader, the buds that are along the sides of the branches are there for backup. You remove the leader, The backup buds will now compete to become new branches, and it will stimulate a lot of new growth. I have a few roses that we have in containers, and with all of the rain, they just look terrible. And on Thursday, they were probably 3 feet tall. I cut them down to 2 foot. I refertilized them with the Bayer rose and flower fertilizer and insect control. It says on the label 6 weeks, but a couple weeks ago we talked with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer, and he said because you've had so much rain, that six week window of protection has broken down to 3 weeks because the rains have washed the product out of the root zone of the plant because it's water soluble. So I refed the roses, I pruned them all back, and I know that a week from now, these side buds are going to break, and by August, they're going to be looking just like it was April with a lot of new growth coming on them. So don't get discouraged. And any of the leaves that are yellow with the black spots, pick them off. A rule of thumb that I was always taught in school, when a green leaf turns yellow, it's not going to go back to green, especially on the lower part of your plant. If it's near the top of the plant and it turns yellow, it could be a fertilizer problem. But if it's this time of the year, they've grown from green to yellow, and they're getting a few spots, get it out, because the black spots are like blisters that contain spores that will burst and spread to the foliage overhead. So it keeps moving from the ground up. So if you can remove the black spotted leaves, less possibility of problems. And just be aware, you've got the problem, you know you have it, use a fungicide every 2 weeks, but reapply the fertilizer and prune them back for the best results. Now, there's a lot of other things to do in your garden. If you have newly planted shrubs or trees, it would be a good idea if you could give them a little bit of a granular fertilizer right now. I know when you planted the new shrubs and trees, you've put in compost, you know, and you've really done a good job, but we've had an awful lot of rain. The roots are beginning to grow, and that's a good thing. That's helped newly planted shrubs to get a foothold and really get caught. But if you can feed them, if it's an evergreen, use Hollytone. If it's a deciduous plant, a plant that loses foliage during the winter, put some plant tone. That's going to make a big, big difference in that plant because summer is coming. It's going to get hot. It's going to get sunny. You may even be able to go to the beach. You may even be able to go into your swimming pool. My swimming pool above ground is 52 degrees. I will not go swimming in 52-degree water. I don't care. Let's get some sun and warm it up.